Hey, y'all. My name is Catherine. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from isolation. I'm your typical baby of a loving family, 10 years younger than my brother. Although we didn't attend church regularly, my mom always taught me about God, Jesus, and how to pray. My earliest examples of seeking approval from others and fear of rejection were felt while playing softball and dancing at a young age. Although I was a good dancer, I was always in the back row of a performance. I wondered if this made me a bad dancer. Was I not pretty enough? Was I not skinny enough? Instead of enjoying the gift of being a dancer and athlete, I constantly worried about messing up. What if they pulled me from the performance? Or what if I missed too many balls at third base? They might stick me in right field, or best yet, the bench. These thoughts continued to grow as I entered the wonderful world of high school. Classifying myself as a teenager, I would say I was the good girl, the Christian, the shy one, and definitely naive. As a varsity drill team member, I guess you could say I was popular, but to be honest, I felt so much anxiety trying to fit in. I never went to parties, and I convinced myself that high school dances were dumb, probably because I was never asked by a guy to go. This is a time in which body image, self-deprecating thoughts, and isolation began to occur. I spent most of my time with my best friend from second grade, who invited me to church for the first time. During this time, I learned more about Jesus dying on the cross for my sin. I accepted his free gift of salvation and was baptized and got involved with youth group and children's ministry. I had found my people. I soon made a small group of five friends who I hung out with on a regular basis. After my senior year, I moved out to attend college at Abilene Christian University. At first, I didn't know many people. My best friend stayed in Dallas, so I had to discover new friendships, which was extremely overwhelming. Those feelings I had as a dancer began to surface. I wasn't pretty enough, skinny enough, and now struggling with not having enough cool stuff. Hashtag private school problems. In the middle of my freshman year, I found my best friend in a web of lies. The only thing I knew to do was to end the friendship so I would not be hurt any further. Losing a friend is hard, but losing your best friend is even worse. My insecurities caused me to doubt myself even more, and I put bigger walls between me and any future relationships. Patterns of having one foot in and one foot out began to play a part of my everyday life. I was scared to commit to any friendship or relationship because I was fearful of rejection for not being good enough. Even though I had a great college experience and made wonderful friends, I let my mind focus on the negative more than the positive. I was now back in Dallas, at home, looking for a job, single, and many of my dear friends from Abilene did not live nearby. I tried to pretend like I wasn't bothered by the fact that my friends were getting married and having children, but the truth was, I envied them. I slipped into a deep depression and often just wanted to be lazy and watch TV. I didn't have any friends anyways, right? It was during this time I began attending Watermark and their young adult ministry, The Porch. I decided to dive headfirst into community and met some of the most wonderful girls. Here at Watermark, I learned through the teaching in my community group that God wanted a relationship with me. Jesus died on the cross for me. I remember the pastor asking, on a scale of 1 to 10, how sure are you that you would go to heaven? I remembered thinking I was a solid 7. I mean, I'd been trying to control my life and everything and not running towards God, so I couldn't possibly say 10. It was then that I was reminded that when Jesus died on the cross, he took on all my sin and shame. There is nothing I could ever do or say that would make him love me any less. I may choose to make my own path at times, but God will always be there when I fall. Only he can fully satisfy me when I feel alone. Psalm 29:11 says, "The Lord gives strength to his people. The Lord blesses his people with peace." This was a verse I hung on the wall and repeated daily as I got ready for work. In 2014, a member of my community group wanted to attend Regeneration. I told her that I'd go with her. I remember walking in my first night thinking I did not need to be here. and I was doing such a good deed. Embarrassing, I know. I remember thinking my story did not match those shared on the stage. I was a good girl. I made good choices. I didn't have any drug or alcohol problems, and I was saving myself for marriage. I never thought I was better than anyone else. I just thought my story wasn't special or significant. It was okay, though. I was there for my friend, or so I thought. I made it through the first several weeks of groundwork when my friend, who I was supporting, moved away. At that point, I was committed. For the first time in my life, I was 2 feet in. I was placed into a closed group and met a new friend. It was hard for me at first because I didn't understand why this girl wanted to be my friend. In that moment, God told me to let go and let him show me what he wanted to reveal. In steps 1 through 3, I was reminded why my life wasn't going the way I thought it should. I was trying to rely on myself and the acceptance of others. In addition, he began to reveal the lies I was holding on to about myself. Through community and going through the steps of Regen, God has helped me trade those lies for his truth. In step 4 inventory, I began to realize my role in many of my life situations. One of the most eye-opening was realizing that seeking comfort in isolation was not only hurting me, but also my friendships. Instead of valuing others, I only cared about myself and my comfort. In step 5, confess, I began to feel freedom and being completely real with my community group. 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us of our sins and purify us of all unrighteousness. Realizing the freedom confession brought me and knowing that my community group wasn't going away was the best feeling. I continue to remind myself that each confession is a profession of faith. It is funny how once I started being real with them, our relationship strengthened. My fear and isolation were holding me back. In my community group, we choose words we want to live by each year. In 2016, I chose the word integrate. The dictionary defines it as becoming part of a dominant culture. I chose this word because I knew of instead of running away and isolating, God was calling me out of my comfort zone so I could reach out to others. I began making deeper relationships with friends without the fear of rejection and got involved in different ministries and intramural softball. I noticed that as I made these changes, I became happier and more comfortable with who God made me to be. Although I had worked through many insecurities, one remained the same. I was still insecure about my ability to share the gospel with others. Satan used his old schemes to tell me that I wasn't good enough. I didn't know enough Bible stories, and people wouldn't relate to my testimony. I now see these statements as lies. In November 2017, I decided to lead a step group with one of my community group members, Melissa. I had waited 3 years after going through Regen to serve, mostly because I was dreading this very moment. This decision has turned out to be one of the best I had ever made. Our friendship has grown closer as we spur one another on towards Christ. I still stumble gracefully through some conversations, but God uses every moment to teach me. Our first group of girls has now commenced, and I'm truly blessed to call them my sisters in Christ. I can honestly say I haven't fought the process of sharing my testimony because I know God wants to use this moment for good. God has reminded me that even though I sometimes think my story is not relatable to others or less impactful, there might be that one person that needs to hear it. So therefore, I share what the Lord has done in my life. In Jeremiah 29:13, we see that we will know Christ fully when we seek him with all of his heart. If I could tell you one thing tonight, it would be that he desires for you to seek him with all of your heart. He already knows your story, and he wants to use it for his kingdom. Even in isolation, though you've completely separated yourself from others, God is there. He is waiting for you to reach out your hand so he can take you into his arms. I now know I am not defined by the way I see myself or what others may think. I am a child of God, and I'm made in his image. I pray that you know this too and can run after Christ fully. My name is Catherine. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from isolation. It is because of Christ and his grace I stand here today. God is good.